So today is Mother's Day, and I don't know, Mother's Day can bring a whole kind of range of emotions, and they'll be different for all of us, different thoughts about the day. Some of you will have a mother that is alive and well. Some of you have said an eternal goodbye to your mothers perhaps some time ago. Some of you will have had a great relationship with your mother, and perhaps others not so much. Some of you are mothers. Some of you have got kids at home. Some of you are empty nesters. Some of you may have wanted to have been a mother but have never been able. And some of you are men. So Mother's Day is not the easiest of days for a preacher. There's lots of different needs and expectations about a day like today, and some of them are opposite to each other. But here goes, all right? A church is a family. It might be a good one. It might be a bad one, but it is a family. Not because we say so, but because God says so. We are brothers and sisters, co-heirs with Jesus, children of God. But what sort of family are we? And perhaps maybe a better question is, what sort of family do we want to be? Because if God says we are a family, well, we are. But what sort are we, and what do we want that to look like? I would suggest that if you're old enough to be a mother or have been a mother, you can play that role in the church. So what makes a good mother figure in the church? And these figures will undoubtedly make an impression on the kind of family we, the church, are going to be to each other. There's a passage we're going to look at this morning, and it's found in Proverbs 31. And if you know this passage, you'll think, blimey, is it going there on Mother's Day? Well, yes, I am, and we'll talk about some of that in a little while, all right? So Proverbs 31, verse 10 to 31, and it says this. A truly good wife is the most precious treasure a man can find. Her husband depends on her, and she never lets him down. She is good to him every day of her life, and with her own hands she gladly makes clothes. She's like a sailing ship that brings food from across the sea. She gets up before daylight to prepare food for her family and for her servants. I didn't expect heckling just yet. It's just, it's the word of God. Absolutely. It's absolutely. Yeah. Verse 16. She knows how to buy land and how to plant a vineyard, and she always works hard. She knows when to buy or to sell, and she stays busy until late at night. She spins her own cloth and she helps the poor and the needy. Her family has warm clothing, and so she doesn't worry about when it snows. She does her own sewing, and everything she wears is beautiful. Her husband is a well-known and respected leader in the city. She makes clothes to sell to the shop owners. She is strong and graceful, as well as cheerful about the future. Her words are sensible and her advice is thoughtful. She takes good care of her family and is never lazy. Her children praise her, and with great pride, her husband says, there are many good women, but you are the best. Charm can be deceiving, and beauty fades away, but a woman who honors the Lord deserves to be praised. Show her respect. Praise her in public for what she has done. The book of Proverbs is a book of wisdom, and it can often be called the book of wisdom. It has a lot to say about women. And then at the end of the book of Proverbs, it ends with this passage in Proverbs 31. Proverbs 31 has become one of those controversial passages. It can be used negatively and badly as a benchmark in which to measure women against. I think in a world where there is enough pressure and expectation already, I don't think women need any more of that. Yet at the same time, this does give us a biblical picture of a woman, which is maybe not what you think. It's a little bit like the Mr. Men and Little Miss characters. A highly emphasized character. In Hebrew, this woman is known as Eshet Kail, which simply means strong woman, a strong woman. I and we as a church believe and teach in a complementary picture of men and women, that we have equal value to God but function it differently. We play different roles in the kingdom. That is, of course, open to abuse and has been abused in many churches. And as such, that view and this passage can often be attacked as old-fashioned, misogynist, more about patriarchy and maintaining male dominance. I, and I'm sure you, have no time for that kind of abuse. But I think the Bible teaches many things that can be abused. And God tells us when each of those things come up, it's not to abandon the truth of that, not to abandon the principle above what God says, but to get it right. Don't walk away from it because it's difficult, but do it right. So if you think or are being told that women are to be retiring in character, overly submissive and eager to please, to be engaged in entirely domestic tasks, then that is evidently wrong. And not the kind of mother figure that God wants you to be in your own family or in the church. The strong woman in Proverbs 31 is a type of woman. It's actually of a mother telling her son that this is who he should look for in his wife. Essentially, Proverbs 31 verse 1 is the mother telling a young king, this is the kind of wife you want. And why is she telling him that? Because he's going, you, silly man, on your left to your own, will go and pick the most beautiful, but maybe the most unhelpful woman that you could find. And she's telling him, no, no, no. There are women out there who are strong and godly. Go and pick one of those. Go and pick one of those. This passage is about lifting up the woman and showing men how fickle we can be. It's not the other way around. Proverbs, the woman in Proverbs 31 is strong. She is wise. She is multi-skilled. She is compassionate. She's entrepreneurial. She's a manufacturer. She imports things. She manages. She's a farmer, a landowner, a seamstress and an upholsterer. She's a merchant. She buys and sells in the market. She has strength and dignity. She commands widespread respect. She is diligent and generous and fearless and kind. She is a wonderful, godly woman. The patriarchal chauvinist view of women in the church is unkind and often demeaning. Yet the biblical view of women is far punchier than that. It's bar setting. It's altogether different. God is inviting you to flex your muscles, your mind, and your talents in your home, and I believe in the church. To do it with dignity, to do it with grace and compassion. As I said, Proverbs 31 is a woman telling her mother of the kind, telling her son the kind of wife that he should look for. Look for an impressive woman. So today, on Mother's Day, the church is a family. Not because we say so, but because God says so. And God says this, if you are a wife or a mother, you are going to influence your marriage, you are going to influence your family, you are going to influence your church, your character is going to make an impression, your talents and your strengths are going to leave a mark on your family and on your church. They're going to impact the shape of your family that you are a part of. And so today I say, if you are old enough to be a mother or have been a mother, impact the shape of the family of the church, impact this church, impact it positively, and impact it like this. I don't think Proverbs 31 is meant to be a measure of a woman that you are to feel pressured to live up to or be somehow graded against. But in one sense, it sets a bar for us, doesn't it? An invitation to take off the cultural shackles and to be who God made you to be. To take this next sentence out of context, and I end up in a whole lot of trouble, but I am thankful that we have some impressive women in the church. We need them. We need more of them. We need them to do the amazing things that they do. We need them to set the amazing example that they do. And part of their gift and their character is that they want the younger women in the church to surpass them. So what does it mean to be an impressive woman? What does an impressive woman look like? Well, it looks like this. And it's not subservient or weak or domestic or restricted or hidden, but bold and courageous, strong and gracious, compassionate, a leader within their field, a woman who loves the Lord and places God first within her heart. We thought about that more last week, didn't we? She is diligent and works hard. Proverbs 31, verse 15, 18, 27. She is dressed with strength, verse 17. She is not a lady that lays around doing nothing. She is not a lady of leisure, and neither is she a gym bunny, but her strength is from hard work. She works hard. She serves her family. Verse 20, she looks after the poor. She is generous and outward looking. She works hard in industry. She's industrious and entrepreneurial, verse 16 and 17. She is astute in her mind and hardworking in her body. Verse 21, she is fearless and laughs in the face of adversity. Not anxious about tomorrow, for she knows that the Lord is going to be with her. Again, Matthew 6, do not worry about tomorrow. She is kind, verse 12. She is both kind with her actions and kind with her words. She causes no problems, but is abundantly kind and generous to others. Verse 30 says she is godly. Her focus is on the Lord, not on her wealth or her looks or anything else for that matter. Her treasure is in the Lord Almighty, her heavenly Father. Again, this is not here in Proverbs to give women a kick as to what they should be like, although perhaps that's evidently apparent. But moreover, it's a recording of a mother telling her son, these women exist. These godly, strong, brave, wise, courageous, hard-working, principled women, they exist. And this is the kind of woman that you should look for in a wife. Not a woman who is only charming and beautiful, but a woman who is strong in the Lord. It's not either or, it's both and, isn't it? It's an instruction to men to pick the right kind of wife, but a celebration of the kind of women who are already in the church. Strong ones, courageous ones, talented ones, generous, hardworking, compassionate. My encouragement to the married men in the church, love and appreciate the woman that you are married to. Give thanks for her. Look after her. Encourage her. To the children in the room, and the younger ones have gone out, the teenagers are still here. Appreciate your mothers. Appreciate them. See how hard they work. See their acts of kindness, their acts of generosity and hospitality. Not just to their friends, but to the stranger, to the church family. See their godliness. See the wonderful beauty that they display in those things. And lastly, thank you to the women of the church. Continue to be the influence on the family that this young lad's mother knows that you can be. A godly woman. A strong woman, a wise woman, an industrious woman, a woman that looked to God and pointed others to look at him too. These women would want us all to know today of Jesus, the one whom they love, the one that they look to, the one that came to be a servant and not to be served, the one that came to give himself for you, for all of us, dying on the cross for us. The one who's lived a life in example that they want to follow. We need those women, don't we? Those women in our homes, in our schools, in our hospitals, in our forever, in our church. This mother tells her son, those women are there. Go and find yourself one of those. And when you've got one, be thankful for her. Acknowledge her. Praise her. Big her up. Be thankful to God for who he has given to you. I'm going to pray and then we're going to sing again. Lord, I thank you I thank you for Jesus. I thank you that he came to be our Savior. I thank you that he came to be our Lord and our example. I thank you that he came to unite us together that we might be family together. And so we can be thankful for one another. We can be thankful for each other that make up this church. But today we want to be thankful, perhaps especially, for the women of this church, for how they lead, how they serve, how they give example to us, to the rest of us. Lord, I pray that as a church that we would encourage them, be thankful for them, look to them, that we would take their lead and their wisdom, their courage, their kindness. Lord, I'm thankful for my mum. I'm thankful for the mum that Jane is to our children. Lord, there are many of us that can say the same thing of the women in our lives. And I thank you that they are that way, for you have taken hold of them. Help us to be thankful for them and appreciate them today. Amen. Amen.